WFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, CL Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Answer to all night, and it's nobody but the Lord. Now we're going to take you to the country church. Here we go. Oh, God. Here we go again. Was the one that died on Calvary. I know he was the one that came and set me free. Well, straight in the thorn he had me, but Jesus came and grabbed me, and he said, I got all power in my hand. I know he was the one.
My God understands. try to struggle. Can y'all feel me? What's not meant to be shall be obsolete. He knows what's good for me. I'll take him everywhere I go. When you see me, you see him. We are intertwined. Don't try to get out of line. My back, he got mine. While I'm getting to the grind, you'll see the incline. There are no bounds when God's around.
Yeah, but let me tell you, no one knows where
he is.
Gospel flavor coming at you. 2027 gospel station. Keep it locked. That's how we do it around here.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Gospel Network. the number one station in the world.
Gospel music at its best. You're catching the wave. Very pleasant. Good Tuesday morning to you. We are live from the NFI Studios, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. Feel free to give us a call right here at that 563-995-3020. That's 563-999-3020. Once again, 563-999-3020. And you can tune in with your mobile phone. Also, join us on our website, nfiradio.com, or on Facebook Live at NFI Radio Gospel Network. We are right at 11 minutes after the hour, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a wonderful Tuesday, March the 5th, 2024. It is vote day here in North Carolina. So those of you, if you haven't went out this morning yet and went out and cashed in your vote, go do it, go do it, go do it. And all of you early voters, well, you've already missed out on the crowd, huh? You went on so you wouldn't be in the crowd, huh? How about that? All right, well, make sure you go do that. Look, once again, we want to thank all our listeners far and near, those of you around the world. We welcome you and thank you for letting us know how much you've been enjoying our broadcast. And for those of you that's locking in and going to our website, on our left column, right in the left corner, near the bottom area, you'll see comments. So we want you to drop in a comment to us and let us know that you're listening in and what you think. And if you want to request or hear more of various artists, put the artist name down and let us know who you'd like to hear and what song you'd like to hear. If we have it, we will play it for you. And most of all, if it's on wax, I can promise you we can burn it for you. It's just as simple as that. All right, well, look, thank you again so much. Again, our website, nfiradio.com. Let's get back with more great gospel music, but most of all, after you go vote today, and if you're going to vote, give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor, because he's number one in our life. And this network is not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel him to come to Christ. We may compel them to come to Christ. So we're going to reach out to him. We're going to reach out to her that they may come to Christ in repentance, asking, what must I do to be saved? And that's what this network is all about. We're not about compromising. We're not about competition. You know, there are many that compromise. You know, if you do this for me, I'll do that for you. And some of them go a little bit too far. Compromising, you know, that's not the way God do it. God do it. He do it with a sincerity, knowing what his motive is. And a lot of times people have motives for to get you to help them to do things, or they want to jump aboard and get what they want, then they'll jump off the board. Come on, somebody, don't you get me started here. All right. Well, look, give God the praise this morning with a smile. And whatever is on your mind that's trying to distract you from where God is getting ready to take you, just reach out and proclaim it. Say, it's mine in Jesus' name. And I proclaim it this day that God will fight the battle. The victory is mine. Now, let's get back for more great gospel music. Very pleasant. Good Tuesday morning. Go vote. Go vote. Be happy, preaching and praying.
Johnny Tennis is now on the floor with a stand ovation. Big Martin Jacob from the soul step, boy, he cried out in a great big room. Yeah, DJ Martin said it's time.
Feeling lonely.
Yeah, the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. That's why God's got it. God's got it. God's got it, huh? Proclaim that he's got it, huh? It's all in God's hand. All right. Look, we are right at 29 minutes after 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're tuned in to the NL5 Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet at contemporary Christian station in the world. Again, our website, nfiradio.com, or on Facebook, that's NL5 Radio Gospel Network. And you can call in and listen with your mobile phone. That's 563-999-3020. All right. Well, look, want to remind those of you also to tune in to the Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here Mondays through Thursdays. That's 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on the NL5 Radio Gospel Network. We have live men and women of God coming forth to pray with you and this nation, that the hand of God would move in the midst of those, whether you're sick or going through a financial situation, or you're believing God for a breakthrough. That's what we're here for the Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here at Monday through Thursday, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. And you can call in for your prayer request at 563-999-3020. We're going to get back now with more great gospel music. You're catching the wave live from the NL5 studio. Very pleasant. Good Tuesday morning.
But it put me in my bag and now I know that what you want won't lie. Trying to hold me feel like I'm under attack, yeah. But then you set me free. It's easy for me to see that you only want me. I feel you pulling me. No matter how far I go, I feel you pulling me back.
came to love. Heal and forgive. By my pardon, an empty grave, is that to prove he lived?
Because he lived,
I can face tomorrow.
Oh, I can face tomorrow.
Father said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Jesus said, you shall see your brother again. She says, I know I'll see him again in the resurrection. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Because he lives. All my fear, all fear is gone.
I'm
Gospel music at its best. You're catching the wave live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, 15 minutes before the hour of 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a wonderful Tuesday. Thanking God for another opportunity to see another day. And many of you are out at the polls cashing in your vote. Those of you, I hope that you make the right choice when you do go to vote. Now, many of you don't even know that there are five. You've always thought it was just two Republican and Democratic parties. But there are five parties out there right now. that you can vote for five parties. Now, some of you may not know that, but go and check it out. There's five parties you can vote for. So I don't know what party you're voting for, but make sure you choose the right one. And, we need some people in legislation and up in the Congress and up in D.C. that are God-fearing people that understand what the Word of God says and applying it to what God's saying. And until we all come into the unity and the knowledge of the Son of God, then there's going to always be division among the brethren. So as we continually say, well, I know God, I have faith in God, and I believe God, but then when it comes to certain words of the Bible and the Scripture, then you're trying to flip the page and go to something that's comfortable for you. Well, the Word of God will not return back void. Everything that is written in the Word of God, it's going to happen. And these are perilous times, and you're seeing these days come to pass. Perilous times we're facing, huh? There is no failure in God. So what God has already created and what God said is going to happen. So you can't turn that around. Now, see, many of you believe that certain things should be. But if God said what it shall be, then how are you going to try to change what it should be? It's not going to happen. It don't work that way, huh? And thank God that he allowed each and every one of us to see a new day. So as we continue to walk in this society, these are perilous times. These are the end times. And people, as you see this nation and other countries facing wars and rumors of wars continually going forward, and then as soon as you're thinking the war has then died down in one country, here's another country rising up with a war continually, each and every day. So we need to continually pray. And for those of you, again, you can join our prayer request hotline Monday through Thursday right here live at 12:30 p.m. on the NL5 Radio Gospel Network. Let's get back with more great gospel music. Thank you again. I'm your host, the Anointed One. My pleasure. Those were my good friend out of Bun Level, North Carolina. That's the sounds of the Friendly Five. And I remember I had an opportunity. I believe I was the first one to do their live video there. I went down to Bun Level, and they definitely are an awesome group. And I want you to continually support them, those of you here in North Carolina. That's the sounds of the Friendly Five. I know it was the blood. It's something about that blood, right? And right before that, you heard the sounds of the legendary, the original Blind Boys, huh? I remember back years ago, I probably was about 9 or 10 years of age, and I told my dad I wanted to go to see the Blind Boys, and they was at the Memorial Auditorium. It was named the Memorial Auditorium. At that time, and my dad took me with him to see the Blind Boys. I never forget that. That was an exciting time for me because I always would watch them on TV or listen to them on the radio, and so I had that opportunity to go see the Blind Boys, and God be the glory, we were fortunate to have some front seats, to God be the glory. And I remember the Blind Boys came off of stage. The Blind Boys came off the stage and walked right in front of us and began to sing. And wonderful time of remembrance with my dad. And he's no longer with me, but his spirit is always right here with me. And I'll never forget that. That was an exciting time for me. The original Blind Boys. All right. Well, look, thank you again. Let's get back with more great gospel music. Thank you for catching the wave.
Get on the telephone, call everybody in town. anybody ever still awake at midnight hour? Go down on your knees, talk to Jesus.
And trying to get busy up in here. He couldn't sing like he wanted to. Those of you that's from Tupelo, y'all know he can sing. And let me tell you something. I bind Satan back in hell where he belongs. I have the checkbooks up in here. Stretch forth your hand right now. Stretch, if I got some saved folks in here, stretch forth your hand right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you as humble as we know how. We ask you to touch his body right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you got to go. Satan, you have no authority here. Satan, get out of here. And we say in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Join the NFI, Radio Gospel Network, with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline, Mondays through Thursdays, here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us, the Power of Prayer Request Hotline. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3022. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
15 minutes after the hour, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's take it up a little bit higher, huh? All power belongs to God, huh? I know that's right. You're catching the wave.
All power belongs to you. All power belongs to you. Tell me, say,
original Candy Spirit. His name was, we called him Bubba. Bubba used to sing old songs. Bubba didn't sing long, and Bubba didn't care nothing about a lot of ran and tag. I remember sometime Daddy would give Bubba the mic. Bubba would step out and he said, "How y'all feel?" Bubba said, "I'm just going to do a few verses of a little song. I just want to ask you a question.
Have you got good religion?" Have you got good religion? Have you got good religion?
Pastor Coley, can you help me sing?
Come on.
Made, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
It's the way.
I spend here
9:30 a.m. on a beautiful Tuesday morning, and now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church, 6762 Highway 56 West Franklin in North Carolina. This morning guest speaker, Pastor Michael Alston of the Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, 1857 Flat Rock Church Road, Lewisburg, North Carolina. Welcome back, Pastor Alston.
God bless you, my brother. Good morning, and thank you so much. It's good to be back. It's good to be here on this beautiful day that the Lord has given us. I trust and hope that those who are listening have stopped and just gave God praise and gave him thanks for just letting us see a day that we have never seen before, nor our hearts has ever witnessed. For truly we say that this is the day that the Lord has made. Now let us rejoice and be glad in it. The reason why we ought to rejoice and be glad in it, because we couldn't merit this day. It was by his grace and mercy he gave us this day. We could have been on sleeping in eternal rest. But if you're up breathing, listening, and able to communicate this morning and listen at me, amen, you must resolve to the fact that no matter what's going on in your life, he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Why don't you give him praise for this day? Because guess what? Whatever it is in your line of lot today, whatever it is that's coming to you today, God did not start this day to end this day for you in fear, but only to end it for you in victory. If you just trust in him, he will do it. I am Pastor Michael E. Alston, amen, and pastor of the Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, 1857 Flat Rock Church Road. And I bring you greetings, amen, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to thank so much, amen, Apostle Watkins and Co-Pastor Smith, amen, for allowing me to share this moment of encouraging, uplifting, and whatever God will do for you through the word in this hour, this time. Amen. I truly bless God for Apostle Watkins, who is a woman of God. Let me tell you, if you have never met her, to meet her is to know that this woman is genuinely sold out to the cause of God to which she has been called. And I praise God for her. Amen. She has definitely been a rock for me when I needed someone to talk to. This morning, I want to share with you a word that the Lord had given me some weeks ago. I was going through a situation, and the Lord began to deal with me in the situation. And from that, he developed me a sermon. To every preacher out there, I'm convinced in my almost 20 years of preaching that the sermons that you preach, you're either going to live it before you preach or you're going to live it after you preach it. At some point, you're going to struggle in that text. Amen. And then you do that. Amen. God does that so he can bring out his word in us. Amen, that we preach his word out of the depths of our hearts and spirits, amen, and not on the cuffs of our emotions. So with that being said, first of all, just let's go in prayer this morning. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for this opportunity to come over the airways of this broadcast. And I want to thank you for the host, the broadcasters, Pastor Kearney and his staff, God, for opening the doors for the word of God to be able to flow out amongst the airways to wherever he may reach. For truly the word of God said that his word would go out, but it would not return to him void. God, we thank you this morning because your word, God, is right no matter where it finds us, no matter where it arrests us. It is always right. And God, Lord, I thank you for just your word coming to find us at the right time. Lord, showing us direction, giving us encouragement, and leading us out of some dark places. God, thank you. Oh, God, I give you glory, Father God, just for everything that you are to me. Lord, I thank you, God, for Apostle Watkins, Pastor Smith, Pastor Kearney, and God, all of those, Father God, that would allow me the opportunity, amen, to stand on this stage, amen, to share my humble convictions and my country preaching. Father God, I thank you now, God. Now, Father, let the words of my mouth, Lord, be your words this morning. Let my thoughts be your thoughts. Lord, articulate this word through me in such a way, God, that someone will leave this broadcast with a better attitude about what they're going through. And, Father God, Lord, feeling better about what's going on, knowing, Father God, Lord, that you have in times told us, God, that when it gets too hard, be still and know that I am God. Oh, Father, I thank you, Father, for that word, God. Lord, because truly sometimes we get hard, and, Father God, Lord, we get antsy, but the power is not in what we do. The power is what you do. Father God, we thank you. Now, Father God, Lord, I pray, God, now that you will have your way in this service. Have your way in these days for men that we will speak. And, Father God, touch, save, set free, deliver, whatever it is you want to do. We know you don't need a church to do nothing. All we need is your word. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, Father God, we thank you. And this is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. I would ask you, my brothers and my sisters, this morning, if you would go with me to the book of James. To the book of James. And I want to look at at chapter 1, and I just want to look at verse 2, 3, and 4. 2, 3, and 4. I want to look at verse 2, 3, and 4. I shared what God shared with me, what he shared with me with Apostle Watkins, and we was on the phone, and we just had a time over the phone with this, as I shared with her what God shared with me. And I just thought that I would just share this with you as well. It's an old familiar passage of scripture, but how God shared it with me really helped me in my response to unfortunalities in my life. And we all would meet days of unfortunalities where we did not ask for what we got. We didn't do nothing to get what we got. All we know is that I landed here somehow. And our response is very, very, very pivotal here. Watch our response in this, because we could find ourselves on the right side of the word or on the wrong side of the word. Let me read and I explain it to you as we go. And you'll find that James chapter 1 and verse 2, he says, consider it nothing but joy, my brothers and sisters, when you fall into various trials. Be assured that the testing of your faith through experience produces endurance, and that endurance leading to a maturity and a peace. And let endurance have its perfect result, and doing a thorough work so that you may be perfect and complete, developed, lacking in nothing. I want to read one part of it again. It says on verse 4, it says, and let endurance have its perfect result, and do a thorough work so that you may be perfect, mature, that is, so you may be perfect and completely developed, lacking nothing. If I would tag these passages of scriptures with a little topic, I would simply tell you this morning, as you listen to me, put a praise on it. Put a praise on it. I'm going to make that plain to you. Listen, when I was a little boy, long about this time of the year, my dad would take me to a store outside of Lewisburg, about 2 miles, on 401, called Bobby Discount. And at Bobby Discount, I would go in, we would go in, and he would let me try on suits. I've always loved clothes. I love nice, look nice and stuff. Love suits. And so he would take me in there to purchase my Easter suit. And he would let me try on what I wanted. And he would decide whether or not he would get it or no, depending on how much it costs, I guess. I don't know what was his rationale by that time. But he would let me try my suit. When I found the one that I wanted, I said, "Dad, this is the one I want." He said, "Okay." But I was so excited because I knew that I'm getting a new suit. I knew that, I'm going to be clean for Easter. I'm getting a new suit. But Dad would do something next that we often did. Dad would go to the counter, not in the front, at the back of the store, and he would do what we call put it on layaway. He couldn't get this whole suit out at that time, but he would have to set aside. So when he got the money for it and got ready for the suit, that the suit would be there for me when he got ready to purchase it. Can I bring it to church? Can I bring it to church? James is saying here, my brothers, my sisters, that we as Christians ought to get excited about what God has promised us, even though you don't see signs of it in your immediate psyche right now. James is telling us he wants us to be able to still be joyful in the midst of praying for what you want, but not yet seeing what you pray for. James would tell us to count all joy when life happens upon you in a way that is unfortunate and it does not feel good. James would say count all joy because where you are right now is not the end result of where you're going to be. Oh, I'm already preaching. James is saying, look at what you're going through, not as a matter to have a pity party, but look at what you're going through as God strengthening your faith muscle to be able to handle much more down the road. Walk with me just for a few minutes, and we're going to talk about this, and I'm going to bid you good morning. So Pastor, also, what is James trying to tell me? What does James want me to know? First of all, I will submit to you that James wants you to understand the concept of joy. And when he said count it all joy, it seems that you're asking us to do something that's unreasonable. Why would I joy in something that makes me feel uncomfortable? Why would I have joy in something that makes me cry, something that makes me angry, something that just is an agonizing, agitating thing that seems won't leave me alone? Why does this man, this apostle, show up to tell me to take this as an opportunity for joy and not one to complain? Because you know that's what we want to do first time, is that we want to complain because we have a woe me syndrome. Lord, woe is me. I'm the wrong me. I didn't deserve this. I'm trying to live right. I'm trying to do right. Why me? That's not for me. Somebody, why me? But listen, James was saying, he said, what this means is, what count on joy means is, he said, the concept here is the idea of reckoning of considering. What we are to consider, my brothers and my sisters, is that we're going through as a matter of joy. Let me say it again. What we are to consider is what we are going through as a matter of joy, not because the thing itself is something that is pleasurable, but because the tribulation works patience within us. What I'm saying to you this morning is that we count our joy not because what we're going through feels good, but we count our joy because the end result is going to bring me stronger in the Lord than I am right now. It's going to increase my patience. It's going to increase my faith. It's going to make me ready to take on things, amen, and the devil thinks he has me defeated in. My God, my God. Listen, he said, count all joy when you fall into various temptations. Listen, knowing that the testing of your faith produces what? Patience. My brothers, my sisters, listen. These some things we cannot get unless we experience them. Sometimes we got to experience what we're trying to have. Patience is something that we have to experience a lot of times, and life experiences will bring about us patience, because when we are going through other things, sometimes it's like God ain't gonna come through. But when he comes through, amen, and we had to wait on him, there ought to be a strengthening there to cause us the next time to be able to wait the longer. Listen, it's not that God didn't hear you. It's not that he ain't gonna answer your prayer. But God, listen, sometimes he waits. Amen. He wait before he comes, because he knows what he's going to do when he get there, but he wants to see what you're going to do while you're waiting. Can I tell you something? Let me tell you this. I found this out in life. When we're going through trials and tribulations, is one thing that Jesus will not do. He's not coming to a pity party. He's not coming to a complaining party or woe me party. No, he's not coming to anything that's contradictive of his word. He's not coming. Why do you say that? Why do I say that? Because the Bible says that he's acquainted with our grief. Isaiah talks about it, that he's acquainted with our grief. Meaning that he knows about every feeling that we have that hurts us. He's already been there, done that, and so he already knows what we feel, how we feel in his flesh as things come upon us to maybe agitate, hurt, or wear us down. He's acquainted with our grief, but then on the other hand, he asks us, according to Proverbs, to trust him with all of our hearts. And my brother, we can't get no point in that, is that when we're going through things, the worst thing we can do is try to play God, to try to do things on our own, to try to find our own way through, or to think we got all the best answers. You'll find yourself, especially when God is dealing with you in these trials and tribulations, you'll find yourself getting further into the hole that you're already in. Because you cannot find God, amen, when you have walked away from him and decided you're going to bring about an answer your own way. Sometimes, my brother, my sister, no. You have to stay there, amen, because God is trying to work something out in us. Yes, he's trying to work something out in us, and if we always aborting the test, guess what? You may have a faith, but it cannot yet be trusted. Because if you cannot have faith and wait on God yourself, how can you tell others, amen, to have faith in you and you'll come through, amen? If you gave up when it got hot on your side, amen, when it get hot on the one that trusts in you, amen, you're going to bail out also. So, my brothers, my sisters, we have to be able to stay there and let God work out in us what he's trying to work out in us. I know I'm right about it, because the Bible says, listen, he says in Jeremiah, I know the plans that I have for you, plans for you to prosper, plans for you to have good and an expected end. God has a plan for your life, and sometimes we want to abort the plans because we don't want to go through nothing. But my brother, my sister, it's imperative here, amen, that we take note of what James is today, because anybody can praise God when you have something new, which you want to show off, a car, a boo, a house, whatever. Anybody can praise God for the new things that he gives us tangibly. But I will show you a real saint that can praise God when it seems like every time they turn around, something is coming at them. When it seems like the devil is throwing the kitchen sink and the kitchen at them. But still, they result to the fact that though you may slay me, yet will I trust in you. They still result to the fact that I will still bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. That's what I'm talking about right there, is when God is not doing anything, has not given you anything, amen, but a word, can you still jump up and praise him like you got everything that you asked for. My brother, my sister, listen, what's going to keep us strong in this day and hour that we're living in is the ability, amen, to take God at his word. Did you hear what I said? To take God at his word, to believe what his words say, and to stand on what his words say. Everybody else got an opinion, and they got an idea about what they think you ought to do and where they think you ought to be and who you ought to go see. But no, 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 no. You seek God. First seek ye the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. We got to first seek God, amen, and he's going to take care of the rest. Amen. You have to understand, my brothers and my sisters, that as we come through this life, amen, that we're living in, amen, we have a Christ, we have a Jesus, we have a Christ to follow, amen, and not one to manipulate. Amen. He is God, and besides him, there is no other. And everybody who is calling on Jesus, who is in a name in Jesus, are really not a part of the clan that he's in. We're really not a part. A lot of times people call on him out of convenience. They want him to fix something out of convenience. They want to do something out of convenience. They want him to do something for them because they need something done. But they have no loyalty to him to repay him back in the praise of thanksgiving, amen, and giving our lives to him. Amen. That's all right, too, because the Bible do let us know that God reigns on the just as well as the unjust. But my brothers, my sisters, I would not pray about the blessings of God and enjoy those blessings, amen, if I knew, amen, I was walking contrarian outside of his will. My brothers and sisters, God has meant what he said, and he said what he meant. Let me read again. My brethren, count it all joy that ye may, count it all joy when you fall into various temptations. That when you fall into various trials, amen, knowing this, that the trying of your faith, did you see that right there? Knowing this, that the trying of your faith. I got right here and I thought about Job was one that trusted God, even when God allowed Satan to come in to try to disrupt his life, amen, and try to make him curse God. The Bible said, in all of this, Job did not charge God foolishly. And Job made a statement. Job said, I'm going to wait until my change comes. Job trusted in God to the very end. What are you going to do today? What trial, what tribulation do you have standing your way? What has happened to you just this morning, amen, that has disrupted your day? Will you go through this day agitated, just complaining, just angry at the world? Or will you say, Lord, what's in this for me? Because you can bet your bottom dollar, if he brought you to it, he will take you through it. Amen. He will give you strength. Amen. He will give you peace. Amen. He will give you power. Most of all, he will give you joy. What is it that you're going through that caused your knees to buckle? Stand up, my brothers and my sisters. Count it all joy. Do what Marvin Sapp said. Praise him in advance. Do like I told the congregation. Put a praise on it. Every time you find yourself in a place that you don't want to be, put a praise on it. Every time you see things not going your way, put a praise on it. Amen. Why? Because the Romans, the book of Romans, each of Paul said, my brother, that all things work together for the good of them that love God and are called of purpose. Oh, my God. I put a praise on it because I do know that there's nothing I'm going through that God can't take me through, nor can he fix. My job is not to wonder how God's going to do it, when he's going to do it. My job is to praise him while I'm waiting on him to do it. My God, because he has promised never to leave me alone. No, not alone. No, not alone. Jesus promised never to leave me alone. And let me end with this. My brothers, my sisters, listen. When you come upon these things, when life happens upon you and the devil does a sneak attack, if prayer ain't the first thing you do, then let it be the next thing you do. Because Satan does not want you to get to where God told you to go to. Listen, in the book of Matthew, Jesus said, and listen, when you pray, Go into your secret closet and pray to the Father in secret. And when you pray and shut the door. He said, pray to the Father in secret. And he said, but the Lord will reward you openly. My brothers, my sisters, the Lord will bless you, amen, right in the face of the enemy, and you will shout right in his face. Amen. Let him know that, amen, what you thought you had done to me, all the evil you had meant toward me, God turning around for my good. I'm going to bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast unto the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hey, this poor man cried out to the Lord heard him and healed him out of all of his trouble. Amen. I will bless him. I will give him praise at all times. Why? Because the Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. He's good all the time. My brothers, my sisters, my time is about gone. Amen. But I can go on and on because I'm learning, amen, that the goodness of God, even though it doesn't feel good, is always there for me. God loves me. God loves you and I enough, amen, that he is careful to build us up, amen, and not just fill us up. I talk about that another time. Because a lot of us just want to be filled, but you don't want to be built. Oh, my God, my God. Yes. Listen, God bless you today. Go forth in Jesus. Let the Lord have your life and your actions and your attitude today. Smile at somebody you don't usually smile at. Amen. Talk to somebody you don't usually talk to. Speak to somebody who you know don't like to speak to you. Amen. Listen, you just sit back and just watch God change things. When you change your attitude, watch how God changed your atmosphere. Yeah, God will do it. Yes, he will. I know he will. Well, my brothers, my sisters, I thank you for listening. Amen. This is Pastor Michael A. Alston, Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church. Amen. Flat Rock, 1857 Flat Rock Church Road, Lewisburg, North Carolina. Listen, let me tell you, this coming Sunday, if you ain't got nowhere to go, amen, if this coming Sunday, we're having Family and Friends Day at Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church. Yours truly will be preaching. Amen. We plan to have a good time as we open up and we enjoy the fellowship of our family and friends. Amen. Come if you can. Amen. Listen, don't just leave your church. Don't just not show up. Go get permission from your pastor. Amen. And ask them, is it okay for you to be excused to come? Amen. Amen. Do it right. Do it right. Do it right. If you don't have a church home, come on. Come on to the house. Come on to where God is blessing and the Lord is speaking and the people are in fellowship. Amen. Come on and join us on this Sunday morning. Start at 11 o'clock. Flat Rock Church Road. Amen. Old Liberty, we will be celebrating Family and Friends Day. Come now. As we celebrate Jesus, let us also celebrate you. God bless you. It's my prayer in Jesus' name. I'll talk to you next time. God bless.
What a powerful word. What a powerful word. I want to thank Pastor Michael Alston of the Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, 1857 Flat Rock Church Road, Lewisburg, North Carolina. Be sure to join him every first and third Tuesday of each month right here with Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkin of the Christian Life Church, 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Again, what a powerful word as always, Pastor Alston. Looking forward to catching you on the third Tuesday of this month. God bless you. Thank you so much for catching the wave. You're number one quartet at Contemporary Christian Station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Thank God he hid my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadow, a dry, thirsty land. I thank God he hid my life in the depths
of his love and covers me there with his hand. Lord, a wonderful Savior is Christ, my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hided my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. Oh, I thank God he hided my soul in the cleft of the rock.
That shadow
A dry
thirsty land.
Oh, I thank God he hided my life down in the depth of his love and covers me there with his hand. Lord, a wonderful Savior, oh, it's Christ, my Lord. He taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up, Lord, and I shall not be moved. Jesus, giveth me strength every day.
Oh,
I thank God he hided my soul in the cleft of the rock.
That shadow,
a dry, thirsty land.
Oh,
I thank God he hided my life down in the depth of his love.
Numberless blessings, each moment he crowns and he fills with his fullness divine. I've seen from my rapture, oh, glory, glory to God for such of a redeemer as mine.
Yeah, I thank God he hided my soul in the cleft of the rock.
That shadow,
a dry
thirsty land.
Oh, I thank God he hided my life.
and the children of Israel, spread the blood of the Lamb across the doorposts.
Relentless Church. I hope you're ready to worship a risen Savior today. We will bless his name at all times. Come on, put your hands on it like this.
I will bless the Lord at all times and give praise. It shall continually be in my mouth. No matter what I see or how I feel, as long as I'm breathing, oh yes I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord. As long as I'm breathing, oh yes I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord.
Father, we come to bless you. In the good times or the bad, we come to magnify your name. Come on, let's do it together. Say, I will bless.
Should've lost my mind.
I'm not staying here. away. Take us home.
Let me touch your mind. I've been through depression. Calvary, the man. He's alive. Never got him. He's alive. heart of my daddy.
I'm feeling this thing right now.
Somebody out there listening to me. You know, just like me, that you're a walking testimony. Yeah. When I look back over my life, I'm feeling this thing right now. So much trouble. But then it hit me, the Lord worked it out, and I said, you did it again. Good God Almighty, I can't explain it, no.
The Wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music is this. Catch the Wave on the NFI.